Blog Talk Radio.
Assalamu alaikum.
Drama, only attracted to things that have bring the trauma. Always want to stop terrorism. Still got terrorism that live in. And it's flipped face. Yeah, I am. Look at the crypts and the KKK. Your own paper. Your own paper. Discriminate. And you discriminate. Hold you in the right case. And when you hate, you're about to get outraged. Demonstrate. And that's the next thing. I'm going to talk away. Set it straight, stick and hold for my head. Set it so gravitate to the love, y'all. I can't be hurt. That is what she thinks. She's telling me. The world is fucking peace. Nations are fucking wrong. Chemical gas. You know, these are little ones. All those stuff. As they use their young folks, ask themselves. What is going on?
See, it's not on mute.
Assalamu alaikum. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alhamdulillah rabbil alamin. Rahmanir rahim. Maliki yawmiddin. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Ihdinas siratal mustaqim. Siratal ladzina an'amta 'alayhim ghayril maghdubi 'alayhim waladdallin. Amin. With the name of Allah, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. All praise is due to Allah, the Lord cherishes the sustainer of all the worlds. Merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer, master of the day of judgment in which we now live. Thee alone do we worship, thy name we seek. Please show us the straight way, the way of those upon whom thou hast bestowed thy grace, those whose portion is not wrath, and those who go not astray. Amen. Welcome to the Blog Talk Radio Show. Assalamu alaikum. Today is November the 19th, 1923, and it is now 7:14 p.m., and I was on here at 7:05, but it just so happens it has been open all along, all the while. My phone has been open, but people seem to think that it was not open, but it was open. My line was open, and everybody should have been able to hear from my phone when the music was playing. Anyway, welcome to the Blog Talk Radio Show. This is the Sunday night for the sisters, which is the psychological effect that the image has on the minds of the world's children. Psychological effect that the image has on the minds of the world's children, and we want to welcome everybody to participate. This is a group effort, and we know that the message of concern itself means the removal of all images, including racial images, from worship that portray divine. Removal of all images from worship that portray divine, that includes the racial images, regards to the complexion of the skin or the statue or whatever, is an image. And there are no images for Allah. Allah has no images, cannot contain them. And sponsored by Sister Clara Muhammad STEM School, S is for science, T is for technology, E is for engineering, and M is for math. And to me, the Quran lacked all of that. So if you have any questions at any time or would like to participate at any time, just push 1 on your phone receiver and you will be brought into the queue. Push 1 on your phone receiver and you will be brought into the queue. I saw someone's hand when I first got on here, but they took it down. Anyway, we would just want to remind you of that. We have, if Sister Sharif was on and she would have something she would like to read, then she can just come on when she gets ready, when she's ready. Mm-hmm. I have the Muslim Journal. It's the latest condition, this is October 28th through November 3rd.
Hello?
Hello? I'm getting some interference from people with a conversation. Okay, I was to say he didn't bring the Muslim Journal home this past Friday, which would have been the latest one, and the one I have, which is the latest before this one, was October the 28th through November the 3rd, and it was talking about the Gaza. And we know about the Gaza. Daily violence reignited in 75 years of Zionist occupation of Palestinian land. So we know what that's all about. In the Hamas and Israel, the U.S. and Palestine. So wait a minute, let me see what it is here that Brother Yamin wants. Because I don't know if everybody can hear. I don't know if somebody was playing. I don't want to say playing with the phone because it didn't have to be playing with their phone. But hold on 1 second, please. Okay, assalamu alaikum. Guess everybody's hearing me now. All the mics are on. Are you hearing me? It just switched off. And that was Brother Amin on the phone saying, I guess he was trying to work something on his end, but mine was already up and now it's off. Uh-huh. Let's see what can happen now. Okay, now it's back on. Okay. It'll come back on. Sure.
Assalamu alaikum. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Everybody's mic is on. Brother Suja's mic and your mic, Brother Muhammad, and mine. And Karan was here, but she put her hand down. So it's just us right now. And Brother Aimee just called, too. So he couldn't hear.
Hmm. What's happening?
What's happening? Everybody's competition and playing around with the phones to just it wouldn't say accidentally, but it would say accidentally on purpose. Yeah, they're playing around with it accidentally on purpose. They intend to. But I saw it when Akbar had mentioned to me that Brother Amin said that, somebody said that it wasn't on. When I came back to my phone, with all kind of lights and things flicking over here on my phone and lighting up. And I know my mic was open it all the time. Okay, now your mic is open all the time, but I mean probably just open it because I didn't, you know, they were all on, yes, am I playing around? All of the mics were not open when I first came back on here. I had it on listening mode, which I was told to do, but I guess it's all right, especially if there's not a lot of people on. All right, leave them open. Anyway, if Sister Sharifa is around and wants to read in any time, let me know. Otherwise, I'll
She's not going to be able to read tonight.
Okay, then. That's fine.
When I was thinking about competition, there's good competition, uh-huh. there's bad competition, all sides. You know what I'm saying about the good competition? We got about three or four programs that comes on at 7 p.m.
Really?
Yeah. And now they got a special on tonight. But it's on that came at 7 p.m. That's the Focolare North American is having a special prayer for peace tonight by all the Abrahamic faith. The Muslims and Christians and the Jews are on now praying for peace.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Oh.
So some people,
you said the Focolare?
Some people
you said
probably
the Focolare?
Yeah, the Focolare.
Right.
You probably didn't get it. I don't have the link on me right away, but anyways, yeah, Focolare, North America, special meeting tonight, prayer for peace by all the interfaith communities of Abrahamic faith, Muslim, Christian, and Jews. Mm-hmm.
Wow, I didn't know that because that would have been a good time for somebody from the Blog Talk Radio show to not to be on but to listen to what they have to say with that, since that's the news and that's the current events and that's the latest, you know? Or might have been one of the nights where we could have just asked Brother Imeen if we could just listen to that, you know, and not this is on every night except for Friday.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But anyway, I pray to somebody be able to hear it and report back and let us know what's going on, because this thing is really devastating. It's really something here. And it's swelling. Mm-hmm. But there's more and more is being bought out every day. More and more is
every
being bought
day.
Out about it every day. And we wouldn't say it's a surprise, but more about our own country where we live, you know, our own country. More about it is coming out in reference and what it has to do with what they're saying that it has to do with this particular war here going on.
Mm-hmm.
So we just have to keep our ears open. And then we got Iran and all, they're talking about going to war with the United States and everything. You know, wars and rumors of war.
That's right. That's right. Wars and rumors of war.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's what's predicted. I didn't know
okay,
all those were on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right.
Okay. I'll continue to listen.
Okay. That'll be fine. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just the three of us on right now. Well, I brought it back there to the four of us. And we're going to try to read something from the education part of the book.
You said three people on. Who's the third person?
Me? Well, Agba.
Yeah.
Agba.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Agba, you, and, he's not on the board, you know, but he got his phone right there. It's you, Brother Suja, and myself.
Right, okay.
Brother Suja,
was that you that? I thought that would sound like a different voice to me that opened up.
I opened up. Yeah, I got a little cold around here. I had it and then brought it here to me, being out on dial, sweating, and then coming. And it's cool up here now, you know, off and on. And he has a cold. He still hasn't gotten rid of it.
Okay.
I have it.
Yeah, hope you get rid of it soon. Get under control.
Inshallah. Yes, we don't want them to linger because, you know, they can bring on other things when they linger.
You're right. You're right.
Oh, like a,
right.
Mm-hmm. How is Karan on? Her number is not messy on Brother Shuja's phone. Alaykum
As-Salaam. Well, Alaykum As-Salaam. Yeah, I'm on Brother Shuja's phone.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Okay, good to know that you're on there. Okay. You got something here about the conveners of Imams associated with the community of Imam W.D. Muhammad. Has anybody seen that in the Muslim Journal?
Oh, yeah. I'm glad you mentioned that. Yeah, that was a program on today on Words Make People with Man Michael Sahil. And he had, uh-huh. he had two guests on, one person who lived in Gaza for a while, and somebody mm-hmm. else came on. Anyway, I think this is Zakiya had asked a question about the statement that was made by the Council of Imams, you know? So I think uh-huh. that's what you're speaking about now. So anyway, now okay. Michael, he read that statement. So if you can read again. And that's part of the assignment I kind of picked up. Okay. We're going to make sure that all the radio blog talk programs, all the hosts and everybody, all the programs will play that or recite what the Council Imams has said in reference to what's going on with Israelis and over that area. So if you okay. just spoke about it, maybe you got it, you can read it. We're going to tell everybody to read it.
Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. Okay, this is one now. It says the conveners of Imams associated with the community of Imam W.D. Muhammad, the Middle East crisis, the inevitability of the human nature. The inevitability of the human nature. Is that the one?
Okay. Yes, well, that's the one.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Okay. Okay, I mm-hmm. will read it. And it says, Imam Dr. Bashir Ali, Mecca Center, BA@gmail.com, giving his number. It says, O ye who believe, stand out firmly for justice as witnesses to Allah, even as against yourselves or your parents or your kin, and whether it be against rich or poor, for Allah can best protect both. Follow not the lust of your hearts, lest ye swerve. And if you distort justice or decline to do justice, verily Allah is well acquainted with all that you do. Quran, Surah 4, Ayat 135. Certainly our hearts are saddened by the strife and carnage. Okay, yes, carnage. Okay, yeah, carnage. Yes, C-A-M-A-G. I'm sorry, I got some new glasses, but they have to go back and be adjusted. So anyway, I'm reading. Inshallah, we get through this. Certainly, our hearts are saddened by the strife and carnage we are seeing in the Middle East. All human life is sacred. Islam does not permit terrorism, nor the taking of innocent lives. Therefore, we categorically denounce and condemn such behavior from Hamas, Israel, or any person, group, or government on this earth. We must all work for justice and the dignity of the human being, understanding that justice can be both subjective and relative. Justice for some won't be justice for others. Peace is a difficult thing to reach after a long period of strife. But mankind must continue to work as honest brokers and as equals, seeking a fair and equitable two-state solution. We pray for peace between Palestinians and Israelis. In 1917, with the declaration of the Balfour Accord, the British government decides to give Palestine to the Zionists as a Jewish state for a national homeland.
it again now, in 1917, with the declaration of the Balfour Accord, the British government decides, to give Palestine to the Zionists as a Jewish state, a national homeland. The Palestinians objected to the action. Since that time, the global distaste for that action has been consistent from onlookers who believe in justice. So that's where the Zionist Jews got that from, that it was their land. Okay. In 1948, the State of Israel declared its independence. The name of the land mass changes from Palestine to Israel. Israel took more of the land than what was proposed by the United Nations. How can you have a two-state solution when the process started off unjustly? It's a good question. How can you have a two-state solution when the process started off unjustly? Palestinians wouldn't agree to the United Nations proposal because they didn't see it as just. The human nature is not going to accept an unjust proposal with its eyes open. The world's population has been watching this scenario for over a century, and things haven't changed. Until justice is on the table, circumstances won't change. Muslims believe oppression is worse than slaughter. You can't treat human beings as subhuman and not expect reprisal. The African American experience of slavery is a testimony to that. The history of the Irish people is another testimony to that. And there are other struggles for freedom and liberations going on throughout the globe today that testify for that. Okay, which was the Middle East. Pricing, inevitability of the human nature. Okay, and they were talking about the imams that were there. They were talking about Imam Dr. Bashir Ali. He's from the National Midwest section and the New England section. Imam Talib J. Mahdi. And the Northeast section, Imam Musa Abdul Ali. In Mid-Atlantic section, Imam Dr. Abdel Nureddin. The Southern section, Imam Yahya Islam. Southwest section, Imam Omar Shakir. Western section, Imam Abdul Qadir El Amin. Visit us at IWDMcommunity.com. So you can visit them. Those are the imams that I was pronouncing that were present. Oh, they got a youth cast in Newark. Okay. Khalil Sanchez Muhammad, talking to youth as his grandfather, Imam Akbar Muhammad, is in attendance. Okay. Yeah, I see Brother Akbar over there. But Imam Akbar. There's Masjid 25. It's a youth. Youth one, Itikaf in Newark. No, it's Itikaf in Newark. And that's what they're talking about. Khalil Sanchez, Muhammad talking to the youth as his grandfather,
Imam Akbar Muhammad is in attendance. That's good. And here comes Imam Bilal Hassan of New Freedom Exchange, shared his wisdom with the youth. So they're emphasizing now and focusing on the youth. Things they should know about. And I have to give it to them. I lived there for a long time, with the high school there and with the college there and everything. And my children, two daughters there, Newark, New Jersey. You have to give it to them. They're really good with the youth. We have a master's full of youth. And it's just Claire Muhammad School. And I was there when it started with the University of Islam. We had a lot of children then. When we first started taking the chairs up, and then everybody be on the rugs. This is so interesting. I look at it. Life topic series, weekly, Sunday program. Very interesting, and some interesting people also. And they got the Israeli-Palestinian crisis, and they got a statement from the International Coalition for Peace and Reconciliation. Known as number one CPR. CPR. You know, this is life-saving, health-wise CPR when you talk, you know, in the heart and all and get the beats. Oxygen flowing back. That's the same initiatives as the International Coalition for Peace and Reconciliation, CPR. Oh, this reading, these letters are so small in this paper. You have to try and get everything in. They got Council of Imams in. Alaykum as-salam.
Alhamdulillah. When you finish, I just want to say something when you finish, okay?
Yes, you can go ahead, Quran.
Oh, alhamdulillah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Well, what I want to say is that we have to be careful dealing with the situation that's going on in the Middle East, dealing with Israel and Palestinians, that war that they're having.
Mm-hmm.
You got to remember one thing. I know the brothers say, oh, you keep saying this, but you have to remember, because if you ever walk through a community that you done skipped and you was a child, and all the houses, every house is drugged out. They pushing drugs into the neighborhood, and they pushing that one that kills all, that the one that kills. Ain't nobody talking about why don't they stop pushing the drugs into our neighborhood. And I believe that the Jews and the Palestinians are working together. Because if the Jews own 90% of the wealth in the United States, that means that they control the borderline. They let them in. I think it's a drug deal. Look how long they took to say that they were fighting over land. And they've been fighting over land. That'd been 20 years ago, the same land.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And I said to me, you have to be crazy. You have to be on drugs. Here it is. You're going to come over there and fight and attack people with a slingshot, and they got a machine gun. And still of all, they got a chance to get away. They got 24 miles, 25 miles to travel back to their place. And ain't none of them got shot. So I said that's all that is. So we got to remember, ain't nobody talking about let's stop killing us. Ain't we are the most passive people that is on the planet Earth?
Yeah,
we let them kill our children, then we say save them. We save the one that kills us. That's crazy. I never seen nothing like it. Ain't nobody said stop pulling the drugs. They got drugs out there right now. The one that's killing us, killing our babies. Ain't nobody saying nothing. And they are the one that's pushing it. How do you know, sister? Because I live in a neighborhood. I grew up with the people in the neighborhood. ever since we was children. I know their grandmamas. I know them when they was little babies. And they tell me. I told them something. I told you. I told them something about the brothers right there. I said, oh, the Muslim brothers, they ain't no Muslim. Now, this is a Negro telling me that. They ain't no Muslim because his brother is a Muslim. That's how I know. He said, they ain't no Muslim. They doing this and they dealing drugs and everything. And
really?
They sell alcohol and playing that big old pork. So you got to remember that. And they still killing us. And we supporting them. We helping them to kill us, both of them. So we got to start thinking about our own selves. And then and I told you, that's why my son right now sitting on death row right there in jail because of them. He did the same thing what we doing. Oh, they say they're going to kill him. They're going to kill him. He didn't want to go fight. So they set him up. I knocked on their door and asked him, I said, you know, could you give us some help, you know, dealing with my son or something? It was a lawyer. You know what they told me? That's between my son and the government. He didn't want to stop. He helped him stop him coming over here. Once that, I'm telling you, that's between my son and the government. He's sitting right there on death row right now.
Wow.
I ain't coming out. They don't even know if he's coming out or not. We don't know. All his young life, just 20 years, he just robbed him of his young life. So you say, oh, so that's why I feel the way I feel about it. And they still doing it. And the Jews control, so they still got drugs in the neighborhood, and the Jews control the borderline. I didn't want that. Like somebody said, I wonder if this real or not. I said the same thing. Because I told you, I had a sister I got a son that married a Palestinian. And then one day when they had that war like 10, 20 years ago, and then she said, and then I came back and I said, yeah, I said, so-and-so, how's your mama doing? She said, they said, ain't none of that's happening over there.
Mm.
Telling you. So you better be careful. We don't control you got to remember one thing. We do not control the media. We do not control the airline. The Jews does. They do it. One day we was on there watching TV. I said, dang, I don't see no African-American news person. Only them.
Mm-hmm.
And when they have their meeting, only them. So I'm just telling you, just be careful. I mean, I feel the same way. I don't think nobody should be slaughtered. Nobody should be killed. Only the blessing is that if the children's under 9, they're going straight to heaven. They don't know what's happening. They're going straight to heaven anyway. That's what they say, under 9 years old. So anyway, alhamdulillah. So I just say, we just have to be careful. And they still dealing drugs in the neighborhood. And ain't nobody talking about that. Ain't nobody telling them to stop. So that's probably their chastisement. I think I heard something man was talking about. Your chastisement would come upon you. They think they really was going to just, nothing was going to happen to them. They weren't going to get no chastisement. And they killing our people. They killing our children. We got A students that can't even function no more because of the drugs. Mm-hmm. Well, ain't nobody told them to take it. Then why is not in your neighborhood then? That's all I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
Only thing I have sympathy is for the children, the one that is innocent, that just trapped and just like sometimes we trapped. That's the only one I have sympathy for.
Yeah, I understand.
But they still doing it. They still doing it. And we the only one crying for them. I ain't heard the Mexican, the Chinese. I even hear their own people crying for them. The only one I hear crying for is us.
Yeah.
Alhamdulillah.
I can understand your situation, Sister Girl.
No, it ain't my situation, sister. You have to worry about that one because he's just one person. We got thousands of children and mothers right out there right now. Thousands of them. Like that sister said, what that sister got on the line said, we got all so many millions of people of our people died of the drugs that they bringing over here that we talking about. We want to save them.
Right.
Alhamdulillah. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
I ain't the only one.
Okay. So we pray Allah to make it easier. We offer our duas up, you know, to Allah for them to not to suffer nor grieve. Not to suffer nor grieve. Pray that Allah will make things better soon, you know. Pray Allah make it better soon. Okay. Does anybody else have any input? Thanks, Alan.
Yeah, people that are very good about them, you know, people that are by themselves, you got Christian, you got Muslim. All of them are doing on the internet. We know the CIA has been down said they didn't want to push their crack. They didn't want to push their children and make their crack and send them to the house and learn the name. And I say that's wrong.
As-salamu alaykum, Brother Akbar.
Huh?
Yeah, you're breaking up on my end, Brother Akbar, breaking up. I can barely...
Okay, hold on. Hold on one second. Hold on one second.
All right.
You want something? You got something to say on here? When you get ready, just raise your hand, okay, Akbar? I said, you, when you have anything to say here on the Blog Talk Radio show, just raise your hand. Are you on? Well, I don't hear you coming in through my phone.
No, I don't hear him either.
Brother,
I don't
hear
either.
Him. Nobody hear you. You unmuted?
Yeah.
Oh. I'm unmuted. And everybody else is unmuted, too.
Let me get on yours, Daya, so I can hear.
Can you hear me, Daya?
I hear you because you're right here with me, but not on the phone, no. No, not on the phone. Something wrong with the station. Well, Brother Amin was having a problem, too. And if you want to come in here and use my phone, you can. Lord, my mind has just kicked out altogether. Mine has gone kicked out altogether from, I'm shut down. Mine just went off.
We can hear you, Daya.
Yeah, we can hear you, Daya.
Okay, yeah. It's something with the Blog Talk Radio show itself because I just was cut off and had to come back on. Now, while I'm on, oh, here they are. Okay, here the people are.
Come back on.
Well, your hand is up on here, Akbar.
You can't hear me.
Okay. No, I can't hear you coming through the phone. Maybe you turn your volume up or something? No. Wait a minute. Wait a minute, Akbar. Wait. Okay, we can hear you. Yeah.
Rocky, you got something to say?
Yes.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
I was going on going first, then you coming. Is that true? He is that one?
In whom will they take time? I didn't get me loud right now. Oh,
We thank Allah for the opportunity to come on the Blog Talk Radio Station. We're only bad one that there will nothing be deserved to be worshipped but Allah. And we only bear witness that Prophet Muhammad Ibn Abdullah, who is the seal of the prophets, there's no more prophet to come. We have locked the door. We are a judgment. We are living in the final stages of this world. And only the good is going to rise. And the bad going to have to, they're going to have to go. But the bad people, that time is up. I mean, I mean bad, but this was greater in what he said for nearby. That going to have to come to some kind of end. Alhamdulillah. Yeah, I want to say this about the drug guys. I never mentioned, but the CIA already took credit for making it the crack cocaine. So, you know, they does. His job is to divide and conquer. And he want to make like that from the east or somewhere coming with the problem. Now, this problem is created by European disrespect, have no respect for human life. This way, to bring drugs into the world, bring drugs into the community. When I see drugs sold in the community, I see African Americans there. Regardless what they got, they shouldn't be selling no drugs. They shouldn't be selling drugs that have set the stage for destruction. So the scripture says the wise person change and the food stays the same. Business have long day. But the brain blame white people. You know, we got a range of people. Wrong is wrong. Okay. Yeah, Allah gets us to see that any oppressor, and you know these Jews are oppressors. They own everything, and when we look at TV, we look at what they have controlled to come.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever we read, most of it, they have made sure. We get it. They didn't want to talk. They didn't want to talk Caucasian image and share it with the world. Not the good one, but the Zionists. The Zionists who we know, excuse me, a fact that they don't believe in God. They don't believe in the life after death. So they have had their wrong. They have the freedom to do like they want to do. Like you may have said, they Jews when it's time to be Jews, and they Caucasian when it's time to be Caucasian. They use that to keep themselves moving through the earth and making progress. And we know the light-skinned people, the Caucasian people, they have stuck together even in all the wrong that we see in the world. They have stuck together. And very few of them will stand up and stand out and stand up when we are being assaulted. We've been discriminated against. Very few of them stand up because they benefit from everything that we don't get, that they get. They benefit, so they don't want to do. They don't want to stop being the beneficial. They don't want. They let that Jesus and the Christmas and our Easter and all that stuff flow, knowing the lie. But they benefit from that. They stay wealthy from that lie. So they ain't about to give that up. And right now, these people that control their houses. In America, they have been sued because they done ran the price of houses up so much that the poor people, we know they're going to be some poor people, but they are putting the burden on the people where they don't have nothing. They getting everything, and nothing is coming down to help the needy. The people that really need it. And they use these people to point to and say they unproductive, lazy, and that don't be true. but they had to have somebody to walk on, and they had to. And we know a lie is a terrible thing, and they what they do. They have been accused in scriptures to be the biggest liars of the time, because they will not accept truth. So we thank Allah for blessing us to see this great idea, this great moment. But we are in the forefront of leading people back to the oneness of God. We shouldn't forget that. We are in the forefront, leading people back to the oneness of this creation. And we are only people asking to remove all this racial image, to get rid of racism. We're the only people out in front doing that. The other people are pacified with their little mount or whatever they get, and they're satisfied. They're satisfied, football player, basketball player, these so-called actors. They had to jump through hoops to be an actor. The imam said they had to kiss boot and booty to be an actor, or be a football player, be an entertainer. Because those entertainers got to go through the Illuminati just to stay there and make money. So we see what has happened. We know what happened. We are well educated than most all the people on this planet Earth. So this because Allah has chosen us. Allah chose us to do a great work, and we better learn how to point the fingers in the right direction, and that's what we point to the people that really doing that, the politicians. And we got politicians that look like us, police, mayors, government, and they don't give a quarter about it. They don't care. Clarence Carter is an example of that. Care nothing about the people that look like him. You know, he think he's with the other people, but see, that's what that image does. The job of Satan is divide and conquer, and that's a clear sign. When you got Clarence Carter, and you got Benjamin, the doctor, when you got other people that supposed to be, they got this this supposed to be Sanchez have put African American woman over the idea that that slavery was good for us, that we once for slavery. She said she would still be worshiping the tree. She don't know nothing about it. She don't know. She's speaking for her narrow mind. She don't know about 2 bucks 2. She don't know about the great achievement that African Americans made to scientists, doctors, and stuff. She don't know. So she's speaking or get rid of racial theory. There ain't no theory. They enslaved them. Sold us. That's not a theory. That's a fact. They robbed us of knowledge of ourselves and everything we had. They took it from us. Huh? No white people do that. We're no godly people do that. Nothing but an evil, wicked people would do that. And that's what did that. So we got an opportunity to point that out. And that's what they don't want to happen. They don't want us, they want us to be silent on that. They don't want us to say nothing. They want us to let whatever they happen to us, let it go. So when they do it again, they're going to say, well, you didn't do nothing the first time we did it to you. That whole image. Okay, well, my wife said my time is up, so I'm going to let, it's all right with you, Rakim, come up. As-salamu alaykum.
As-salamu alaykum. And to add on what you was saying, they try to silence us. And once they silence you, they don't want you to discuss anything of your past.
Yeah.
They want your past to be deleted up under swept up under the rug.
Yeah.
And that's what they're doing. As long as they can take it out your mind and the children's minds that it didn't exist 100 years ago, they are magicians, and they work in their magic, but not for the true believers. I openly bear witness in the oneness of Allah, and I openly bear witness in the last prophet, the Prophet Muhammad, may peace and blessings be upon him. I wanted to talk about the food and the food program. When the Black Panther Party utilized the food program in the communities, the government got very jealous. They got very jealous, and they got very they hated them for feeding us, for being men and taking responsibility for their communities. So what the government did was they started a food program, as we know today, food stamps. Now people look at it as being good. But whoever controls the food controls the power. And government strategy, they've known this from decades ago. And they supply religious organizations with food. This stops the procedure of the religious organizations growing their own food. And it also gives them more rights of the food and what's in the food. Majority of the government food causes cancer. Majority of it. Majority of it is GMOs, hidden pork ingredients inside of the foods, so that they can continue using. The Food Administration is plugged in with the Drug Administration. They coincide with each other because they need the drugs to utilize not to cure the body, but to numb the body, numb the pain, not to cure it. Our children are using, are eating these foods. And we see 11, 10 to 9-year-old women, young girls on periods. Men then already, young boys then had their wet dreams. And you see them, they big, they healed. And the next generation and the next generation got bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. All of these come from the food. All these come from the food. So once they give you a subconscious mind and give you a conscious mind to say, don't worry about growing your own food. I'm not going to give you the land. I'm not going to give you your 40 acres in the mill. I'm going to supply your food. I'm going to make sure y'all don't go hungry. So they're giving us the food that's been sitting on the shelf, the bad food at that. And the food that causes a lot of sickness to our body, So they utilize the food programs so that they can have more control over the churches, some masjids, some temples, some synagogues. And if you zone a community, you put insurance on that community. If they can put insurance on a telephone pole, why you think they can't put insurance on you and I? So they utilize these strategies, our government utilize these strategies on us. Even not just the food, dear brothers and sisters, the water, Atlanta. And the one thing about the government, they'll tell you what they're doing. They have no shame in their game. They utilizing, y'all can look it up. They put pharmaceutical drugs in the water. They put pharmaceutical drugs in the water. In the water. Now, these drugs consist of hormones, testosterone, pills that does not fight cancer, that just adapts to the cancer cells without fighting them. All sorts of pills they throw in our water. This is not spring water, but this is the regular water. It's unsafe for even us to drink. It's really unsafe for our animals to drink it. Very, very unsafe. So they're utilizing these programs, and they're doing everything they can. Everything. Giving you housing. That's giving you housing. That's not that's affordable living that you can rent. They do all of these. Have all of these programs, and they have all of these assistant programs just to control you. Just to control you. And they know that once they can control you, once they can control especially the man with their woman, they know for a fact that we will not be able to rise and lift ourselves up from the condition that we're being conditioned to become. Even in my streets. Even in my streets, 501-3C, you can't talk about what you want to talk about at all. You got to stay to a certain curriculum, and they will put certain individuals and for certain individuals at the top of our leadership to make sure that our masjids for us being Muslim are not escalating and liberating ourselves or our people. Because the best liberation is the mind. When you liberate the mind, it's not the liberation of a physical liberation. It's a liberation when you physically liberate the mind. And when you liberate that mind, you see a lot of things that have been fall to your thinking. And it pushes you forward. So I like to see us and our communities grow food. Not just growing food. I like to see us in our communities have water. Understand, for us to understand how can we have our own water plant or our own food programs. That's food that we're growing. We're growing. If we're not ourselves in these positions to make ourselves better, then we have did nothing. We have did nothing to our community but utilize these programs to conflict our people. We utilize these programs to put our people down. It's kind of like, if you think about it, we're helping the enemy and shaking his hand at the same time. And not saying all the government is our enemies, but the government don't have any good history. And if the government can help you get Section 8 housing, why can't they get and assist you to own your own house? If they can give you food stamps, why can't they give you a garden, allow you to grow your own food? Give you some acres of land to grow your food for your community. This is how countries operate for their communities outside of America. They grow their own food. They are controlling their own water resources. They don't have the government in their business. Majority fear countries, I'm not talking about Israel terrorists, but majority countries or God-fearing countries have one understanding, and their understanding is to take care of their people. And the ones who take care of their people, you know that they're very healthy. They live, the elders live a long life, good life, where they can see their children, where they can see their children. So we have to demand our property and our land and our food resources, as well as our water, to the government. It got to be demanded. And we can't leave until it's done. And we have to demand, if they want to give us food, we make sure the food that they're giving us is whole food. We eating tomatoes that got plastic on it, wax on it, fruits that got wax on it. You know, if you eat wax, you know what that does to your body? It breaks down your compounds of your body. It makes you sick. It makes you sick. And we need to demand that they purify our water. Our water. It need to be demanded upon our government. And we need land. Stop giving us houses. Give us land. And give us resources so that we can build our own on our land. Give us the same rights, the same equality, the same privilege as European privilege in America. We are Americans. Don't forget about us, America. We are the African Americans who built America, our ancestors. And we have more than right and more of a right to demand, and our demands be done. Our demands will be accomplished with good government. A government. We don't need to break away from a government. We need the government needs to purify itself. It have no good history. It have no good history. So we want the history of our government that's going to help evolve us. And once it evolves us, it will make us better people, healthy people, healthy people. We have that right to. And I believe that we continue demanding and continue to talk about it and never stop talking about it, because they want to shut you down. And they give you so many decoys to shut you down. They'll start different things with your husband and wife. They'll break up the children. It's not no coincidence. They break up the children. They'll do things that you think, like, why, how did that just happen? They have done nothing but harass, killed, annihilated good people in America that were Americans, that wanted America to be as the Constitution stated. Every man is created equal and endowed by his creator. And we should all pursue for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. So we have to demand this upon our government, even if we have to sue our government. But they have to be demanded, and we have this power. This is America for the people. We are the people. And these demands have to be dealt with the same manner that when our government sponsored Europeans to come from overseas with $0 interest rate of millions and millions of dollars. We are the ones that have to demand it. And until we demand this, then we're not doing anything. We're just standing and we're allowing them to execute us. We're allowing them to get rid of us. We're allowing them to kill our children. We're allowing them to kill us. I thank you for listening. I'm Raqi. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We thank you, Brother Raqi.
Assalamu
alaikum.
Thank you. Did I hear Brother Sujal?
Yes, ma'am.
Alhamdulillah.
Okay.
Can I say a few words?
Yes, sir, you can.
Yes, ma'am. I just want to add something. I'm not going to take nothing away. I just want to add some things. That's all. Praise be to Allah. And we got power, you know, and we're going to utilize it. We're going to utilize that power. You know, anytime we start fighting each other, then we're going to have a problem. You know, but alhamdulillah, we are a people that need businesses. And I definitely understand what my wife is saying, what she's saying, and I can all the time she was talking, I see everything. I can see that. I can see our Middle Eastern brothers setting up shop in our community, and never ever support us. You know, when we put on an event, you know, they don't support us. You know, I mean this is a fact. You know, and if they support us, then they're gonna give us some power, you know, where we be able to establish ourselves. And they know that. They know that. You know, and I'm saying this, and I'm definitely not with Israel. I want to make that clear. I'm definitely not with the Zionists. I know my wife is out with them, you know. But I understand where she's coming from, you know, because it's happening to us every day. It's happening to us every day. You know, the Middle Eastern brothers, you know, they moved in and they established their stoves, liquor stoves. Right. They sell pork. They got everything in there, you know, that really is against the individual, you know, against your health, you know, and see, they know about the health. They know about halal. You know, they don't even advertise halal. They don't even say halal. You know, so we got people here, and that knows what's going on. Knows it's true, but they don't practice it. They try to make money the way the enemy makes money. You know, I truly believe that if a car hit an animal, and the animals can stay there all night and day, and if they see it, they'll get it and cut it up and sell it to us. You know, that's un-Islamic. You know, and our brothers and sisters, they know right from wrong. They got the Quran, they got our book. We got our book, and we have the same prophet. So we got to stop being quiet and not saying nothing and letting these people do these things to us. We got to let them know.
We got to tell our Middle Eastern brothers, look here, man, what y'all doing? I can go in your store, man, you got pork in there. You selling alcohol in your store. You selling drugs in your store. You committing fornication with the women, African-American women out of the community. Giving them babies and things. We see what you're doing, but we don't say nothing. That ain't going to work. That's not going to work, brothers and sisters. We're going to have to stand up and be men and women and let these our brothers and let them know the truth. You know, they not gonna let you treat them that way. You see, the Caucasian is not gonna allow them to come in and set up in their community.
Huh?
The Chinese is not gonna let you ain't go to Chinatown. And see them set up in Chinatown.
You as bad as me go bad.
So we got to stop being sissies. We got to be men and women. You know, we can't let this keep going like this here. After this war is over with, we need to get a group of brothers and sisters and have meetings with our Palestinian brothers. You know, we got to support them in this situation that they're having right now. We got to help them out of this. They had people on television saying they talking about killing everybody over there in the Gaza Strip.
They ain't gonna do that. Ain't gonna happen.
And they saying that, and the lady asked, "Well, what you gonna do after you kill everybody? And everybody's gone." They said that we gonna rebuild it. They gonna destroy it with the weapons that America give them, and after they done ran everybody out of the Gaza Strip, and knocked down the buildings and different things like that, the one that is good, I guess they gonna redo them, and the other ones they gonna clean it out and they gonna rebuild, and they go on the Gaza Strip.
That's the way they did
They gonna own it. You see, so that's what's going on, brothers and sisters. If it just so happens, nobody see it, and they confused by the television, you know. These people here is committing genocide, and they've been doing it all the time they've been here on this earth. They committing genocide. They did it to the Indians. They did it to the Chinese. And they definitely did it to us. You know. So brothers and sisters, this is real. We gonna have to think. We gonna have to get together with each other. We're going to have to love each other. You know, we're going to have to be brothers and sisters to each other. That's the only way we're going to have some power.
Right.
We're going to have to think about when we get money, we know when we get it, every week or every month or every 2 weeks. We're going to have to think that, look here, I'm going to spend 75% of this money with my brothers. And with my own, I'm going to spend 75% of this money. But you get everything that you need. I'm not talking about spending money just to spend money. You know what you need in your home. You know what you need in your car. You know what you need to take care of your family and thing. So I'm not talking to you crazy. I'm not talking to you just go out and spend money on your brothers and sisters. You see, so we gonna have to think. Plus, the people got these images out here on us. They got these. They got this false worship. They got that program going, working against us. They got the Pharaoh's program. Pharaoh's to kill all the male children and let the women folks live. They work in that program. They got our young men. Yeah, that's right. They got our young men in prison, and they got the women out here leading. Come on, brothers and sisters. We see what's going on. We got to get that. We got to get away from that jealousy and hate of each other. We got to not let this image program work. A shaitan program. A shaitan program. So we can't let it work. And we got to listen to each other. We got to listen to each other. Don't think that I'm not going to think that what I'm saying is more important than what somebody else is saying. Allah is giving each one of us something to bring out, something to say that makes sense. And we learn from each other, and we support each other. It's time, brother. I mean, I'm just, you know, it's wearing me out. It's wearing me out, man. We should have been in a savage some kind of business, brothers and sisters. We should have been in a savage some kind of. We I don't see why we can't come together and put together our monies together and get a service station, a grocery market. And don't let these brothers that got a little money play on you. I see that little weak gang they be playing, you know. We got to put up some money. Now we got to work this here. We got to set it up where everybody can benefit from this here. Not just a few of us. Yeah, some of us got more money than the other. That's the way they did it. We want to set it up where, inshallah, you know, the majority of us have money. That's how we want to set it up. For the majority of us make money. Set up a service station where if you got in the product, you put that product in the service station. And keep it supplied with your product. Don't let it run out. And have somebody to take care of the books. You know, Italian is famous for that. Italian family, he whipped the hell out of the Jew. The Jew used to be is the bookkeeper for the Italian. So, brothers and sisters, you know, it's all this ain't happening. Allah is working. And so we got to work too. You know. You can see a lot of working. You can see that these so-called rich peoples, the people that got all the wealth, they're fighting each other. And just think, if you got some of us is in getting in the game and establishing businesses, they're gonna lose a whole lot of money from us if we support each other. If we get this reparation thing going, don't even think about spending that money with them. Don't even think about it. We got to keep that money among ourselves. They say we make trillions of dollars every year. We spend trillions of dollars. What do we have? We don't own nothing. You spend trillions of dollars? What do you own? Or what do we own? We don't own nothing. If these people track on us and shut down the supermarket and shut down the gas station, we're in trouble. So we got to wake up, brothers and sisters. These people here walking around laughing. And got everything, and we suffering, you know, and they playing the game that they got it because they know what they're doing, and we don't know what we're doing. Come on, brothers and sisters, you know what they did to us in slavery. They took all our land. Went to Africa, robbed all the good minerals out of Africa. You know, you got some of us don't like to hear this type of talk that I'm talking about these devils. That's too bad. That's too bad. I got grandchildren. I got daughters. And they going to get a share of this wealth. If I got anything to do with it, they're going to get a share of this wealth. So we thank you. We pray that Allah bless us, you know, to come together and establish ourselves and put us in a shape where we don't have to worry so much or we don't have to struggle so hard. As-salamu alaykum. Turn it back over to you, Sister.
Okay,
Dottie.
Thank you, Brother Sujah.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you, Brother Sujah. Thank you much. I appreciate your input. It was very much needed. That talk very much needed, and the intentions behind your thought and your thoughts and the thinking very much needed too for us to be able to set up a strategy for it. And to do that, alhamdulillah.
Yeah.
We do that. We have to speak up and act out. Hey, I'm enjoying this Love Talk Radio show tonight. If anyone else have their hand up, and don't forget about the children now, too. We're going to talk about them. I'm a little poorly tonight. I'm a little poorly tonight, but we want everything. Just bring it. Let it all hang out. Let it all out. Okay, let me.
Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam.
Yeah. Was anyone in the Atlanta area able to attend that 65th anniversary gala fair?
Weren't able to attend it, but we saw it on the different. What is it?
Rocky.
Oh, that's right. Rocky was there. Yeah, Rocky was there. Yeah, we saw it on YouTube and all the stations. They had them.
Mm-hmm.
It was beautiful. Those and the children, all the children took over. Did you see all those children that came marching in there? They thought the line would never end. That was so enlightening.
Right.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Too. Beautiful. Yes.
What was
it?
We think the same thing, Suja, the money that they made.
$5 million $5 million
$5.9 million
What did they do? Was that cash money and sex and things like that, or was that pledges? Do you know, Agua?
We started off with $2 million. They made about $15-20 million. Two brothers gave two notes donated $1 million apiece.
You were breaking up.
$15 million apiece.
Two believers donated $1 million apiece.
One of the brothers is saying, the one that got the construction company and one that started off buying the properties and he donated $2 million.
Okay.
Then another brother donated to me.
They don't mind giving, do they? But a lot of giving them, they give back.
How many million was it?
About 15 million.
Did they tell you what they're going to do with the money?
They were doing it, Brother Sudra, for a state of art state of art mm-hmm. school, and a state of the art living quarters. But the whole project will be $400 million to complete it.
Mega strong.
And they wanted to utilize the land that they still have over there near the Masjid.
Mm-hmm. That's about time.
Well, everybody's doing something. That's good.
Everybody's doing something.
We come together, and we work towards all that is good. So praise be to Allah.
Praise be to Allah. And the youth, don't mention the youth. They are just, And they're so mannerable and respectful. And every time I see you close, let me help you up. Let me help you on the curb. They don't let me step up on the curb by myself,
Mm-hmm.
And they show respect, but they'll take me under my arm and help me up.
Mm-hmm.
I said, thank you, brother. We got to
do something too.
Yeah.
One thing that Suleiman said, he said when the song, he said, teach them well and let them lead the way. When that song came out, that he was a child.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Whitney Houston. Yeah, he said when that song came out, he was a child, and he said that they taught him well and let him lead the way. And he said now we have to teach our children, teach them well and let them lead the way.
Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar. I know, but everybody. Both of them.
Yeah. But, mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
Harsh pros. Yeah, harsh pros. Sister Rashida, Sister Shahida, rather, he would give the sisters orientation before going, over there for Imran and the Hajj, and Imam Suleiman would teach the brothers. And I mean, we were over there, looked like we were over there a whole month. And you're talking about crying. They're like, I cried the whole time because I just never thought I'd ever get a chance to meet it. I thought I would never, ever get a chance to get over there. I always wanted to. And you're talking about speaking Arabic. And Brother Amin reminded me the other night the way, it just came back to me how we used to sit up in the masjid there at New Jersey. And we'd be there sometime 10, almost 11 o'clock at night trying to get that Arabic. And I used to dream that I'd speak fluent Arabic. Used to dream it.
Mm-hmm.
It's just beautiful. Islam is a beautiful religion. You just have to do it.
We're so grateful, though, and those young people are glad to and grateful too to say that we thank y'all for preparing, helping to prepare the way for us to do, mm-hmm. you know, and to hold us. You have to teach us, you know. It took so much longer than others to learn and realize that we got it. And I thought I was doing some work for one of them when the other week they got a complex of houses, of apartments or something like that. They got two of those. Two got, what, 100 and some apartments on the on each place where they each resident they have, the area that they have it in. Young brothers, young. And they really, I said, don't forget to let me know. He said, you'll be the first one we let know. So that when we start investing, you're going to be one of the first ones that we let know if you invest in some of it.
Yeah, that's a good indication that, you know, I'm told about education number one priority.
Yep.
And finally, we finally got there to see that someone was doing something to get us there, and they weren't talking about building messages and things like that. Number one education, number one priority is education, schools. Let's go one school, and I guess there are probably an hour, a couple of hours time that one school could come together. I mean, the organizers, they must have really organized that and knew what they were doing. In a few hours, it was that $5 million, $5.9 million in a few hours. So that's how Allah would bless you, bless us, when we do just what the leader told us to do. He said, please make education number one priority.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Akbar.
And that's why they're saying now, you know, that the masjid said, don't worry so much about having a school by itself right now. Have a masjid, and you can have the musal for the salats and everything in one of the rooms, one of the areas, and then you can have the school and the other rest of the area until you can really get...
No. That's not what it's
saying.
Have school come first, and you can have other programs in the school. You can do your other programs in the school.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Correcting on that. Yeah, that's right.
And another thing I know is important, and we see it and know it, that we got to establish businesses.
Just take some of that money
to establish businesses.
Definitely.
If you
but you know, do one thing, Brother Sujah, we can't be selfish.
A cash flow. I know everybody can do the same thing, but you know, again, we appreciate what they're doing, but there's a whole lot more that need to be done as far as getting us into business.
It's true. It's like a little mall there now by the masjid. Little mall. Brothers done bought the store from the Muslims. That had the store from over across the waters. Now the young brother done bought the store.
Yes, ma'am.
And it fixing up, like a mega structure.
Do Allah what they doing. You got to thank Allah, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But we got to establish some businesses.
Yeah, that's a business. The grocery store business. Yeah, we do.
I'm talking about. Well, that too. I'm afraid to do Allah. I'm doing Allah.
We talking about the same thing.
Okay. And I'm sure, you know, they probably have some time on them to recognize that they can, people can buy stock in the businesses that they have, buy stocks, and, you know, and then help you buy, put up another business. Even when you get some stock in one business and you gain and then, you know, you... It increases, you know, and I don't know exactly how to say it, but it you'll see where your investment
has reached a certain goal where you can have some interest that you can take from there and start another business.
Oh, I remember.
Let me do it. You just so got to stop being so selfish towards each other. One person get the business, they'll start business themselves, and they have more than one business, or they have one, and then they want everybody to chip in and patronize them and help with them. But then when the other brother or the other sister have a business, they're not going to do the same. They don't do the same. I noticed when I had my business, and Suja was hiring, I think he hired a couple of the brothers that stayed there at the reentry housing that I had. And they would patronize Suja. And the different matches that I mentioned, no, they patronized Suja. But then the time came when others would open up business. Then some of the young brothers and some of the people, brothers that worked with Brother Suja, would not patronize my business or other businesses as well. So we can't expect for everybody to patronize them when they got a business or somebody, and then when the other person on the other, when a few gets on the other, other person, you know, you can't you got to also share back with them. Give some back. Give back. You know, everybody share with each other. You can't drop your focus on what you're doing and another brother is doing, and then just patronize yourself. You know, you got to share it. I guess I'm saying that right. I'm a little bit foggy tonight, everybody. I am kind of under the weather. Trying to hang in here. I'm still standing. Just got to bring it back. That's all. We just got to get the unity back. We should be the cohesiveness that we had before in the during the days of Elijah Muhammad, may Allah be pleased with him. It was just so great, so good, and there was love there, you know, and you could feel it when you have the bazaars, and you, if that next door neighbor was a Muslim, or two or three neighbors that we knew didn't have food, and you had food, you share. You fix a pot of beans, we were very economical too then. We fix a pot of soup, you know, bean soup. We would share if we knew somebody else, you know, kind of low on food. We would share. That was the beauty of it.
Yeah. I just looked up how many African-American grocery stores in America. And everything I looked up, they basically saying that we are consumers and that our purchasing power is over 300 billion. And they telling us we have a $300 billion opportunity.
Mm.
It's sickening. Like it's a total disgrace.
Well, we built America. No doubt about it. Still built. And still supporting it. Even the jailhouses here. With our people. Young people. And they still went. They put him in the land bar and beat him up to now. Beating these African American women up. The Caucasian police hitting them with their fists in their face and beating them down. We don't have to come together and we want to change it. We got to come together.
Okay.
So we have to keep this and
the people that we said they know, we have to keep that for to keep bringing that up.
Okay, I think I heard this is Quran.
Alhamdulillah. Well, I guess I want to let our young brother know that what he see now, the condition we's in, was not the condition we was in, you know, before he was born. I remember the time we had, believe me, we had all our stores. We owned everything. We didn't, I can't even remember where they even had the warehouse where we even got our certain food and stuff like that. They even had people that made made certain food, you know, grow rice and corn and all like that. We very some have bought from the Caucasian man. I don't think I even went to a store out here until I got like a Walmart. They had a Walmart. They had a Kmart. So I got 24 years old. So I'm telling you, don't think bad that we can't do this. We can't. We can. That's why I'm so hard up on them drugs, because they didn't do it honestly. They didn't come in honestly and put up a store. What they did, they cracked everybody out. They made sure that every owner, every child, every owner that had a store, they made sure that their child got on crack. That way that child, that way when they got old, they said the parents, they said, because I had left, but the parents, they said they was up there trying hard to hold on and hold on, 70, 80 years old to hold on the store, but they couldn't hold on anymore, hoping that their children would get off, and they couldn't get off because they kept on pumping it into the neighborhood. So that's why I'm so hard on that, because they wiped out a whole community. That's the community I used to jump rope and run up and down the street on. I'm telling you. And it don't feel good. And we here, we got a whole block. The whole block is empty because it cracked out. And then they have, that's how I got property. That's how I got property, because I said, well, I'm going to go back and buy it to my community. They call it, what do you call that? Not auction. Anyway, it's where when people don't pay their taxes. I forgot what you call it.
Foreclosure.
Yeah, right. That like that. That's what they had, right. And then they sell it. Then they sell it to people, you know, for that price. That's what they did. We got a whole community the houses are auctioned to buy. They cracked out the grandmothers, the auntie, the cousin, and the children. And the children is the one that you guys are the one that carry on. So don't think that we are not, that we weren't capable of doing it. We had it. We had it. And Baton Rouge wasn't the only community. That basically was a lot of these are the states. Check it out. A lot of states, we had our own. They knew that when they put that crack in, that was mess. That would mess us. That would mess us up. And then it was the FBI. Because I came up in the neighborhood and I said, now how is it that they got a police station, which is against the law, a police station in the community, and everybody's cracked out, ain't nobody got arrested? I couldn't understand that, because you couldn't even go down the street drunk when I was growing up. Alhamdulillah. So I just want to let you know, if we were so bad, why they had to do it like that? Why they had to do it like that if we were so this and so that? You know, alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. And then you think about it. They control the minimum wage for the employment. They also control the mortgage rates, the interest rates of the mortgage rate. They also do geographical studies of the community to see the income within that community and how the poverty affects the community. They do all these studies, and not just besides the studies, then they bring the drugs into the community, and they know that the children are going to either sell it or use it. The parents are either going to use the drugs or sell it. Then, you see, this is the system. Then they lock up the teenagers, the ones who sell it, the ones who use it. So majority of the ethnic morality code come from the grandmothers or the grandparents. And majority grandparents are based on income. They got a certain income every month that they can have. So they have really no financial support to keep these properties. So majority of the properties go to foreclosure or the government just takes them. So they do studies on regentrificating the communities before they regentrificate the community. We're watching Atlanta how they flooded Harris Home, Barn Home, East Lake, all of these Project Grady Home, and profited to rebuild every last one of them. Not only did profited, the government made so much money off these projects. And so many brothers and lost their lives and are incarcerated for them bringing the drugs into our community. So it's a system that's evolved within European superiority against African Americans. Mm-hmm. How can we break that system? How can we break that system? You can't fight fire with fire. You utilize the Constitution to form your own union. You begin to form your own system, at least the conscious. In Islam, we know it's so viable and so important to our communities and what and how it can liberate America. We know this as believers.
Mm-hmm. In Mississippi, the police officer will plant drugs on hundreds of African Americans, and they know they caught him. And he was planting drugs on Caucasians, too. He was a Caucasian. And that's what they busted for, planting drugs on Caucasians. And then once they found out he did that, they cut all the Caucasian illusion, took all that off their record and paid them back. But they did not do not one African-American, the same officer that planted drugs on them.
Hmm.
So it's a lot of problems that these people have caused, and they the master, and they used us to be that to be the one who had to pay for that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I had a nephew. My nephew was selling drugs. He even sold drugs to his mom, and my sister sold her drugs. But those people know better than use drugs. They know, but they call themselves following the crowd, following the influence of the crowd. So a lot of people brought with their following them drugs. They brought it on themselves. A lot of them think they can handle it. They can take it, and pretty soon they can handle that, and they can't. Once you get hooked on them drugs, they've been tested in the lab with some guinea pigs, and the guinea pigs went crazy. So they know that what this stuff gonna do.
They condition.
Yeah.
Our mentalities, and they condition our communities.
Yeah.
I was in a situation at one time where my neighbor, Miss C, told me to help her find a dog, and I left out, and I helped. I said, "Where your dog? Where you think your dog at?" She says, "Just look over in the bushes, and I'm gonna go over there and you do what you got to do." But I don't see it, and I'm cooking something, so I can't go do it. Can you help me? So I'm over there in the bushes, a good 5-6 minutes. Police showed up, European officer. He said, "What you doing in the bushes?" I told him, I said, "I'm helping Miss T, you know, look for a dog." It sounds like a lie, but it was true. And he said, "No, you wasn't." So then he said, "Let me show some identification." I told him, I said, "Well, I've been staying over here like a long time. I was raised over here. I don't know you. Let me see your identification." So he says, "So what you was looking for?" I said, "Well, I just told you." So he said, "Come here." I said, "Nah." So we circling around the car. He's trying to get me. you know, and I told him, I was like, are you just going to harass me? We talking back and forth. You're just going to harass me for me looking for a dog. And I said, don't make no sense. So we still going around the car. So he figured, he said, he ain't going to stop chasing. He ain't going to stop running. I wasn't. So I told him, I said, well, just take the gun off and let's give me a fair one because I see where it's going. He said, now I got something else for you. So I said, oh, you're going to kill me. So by now I'm eyeballing him straight up, trying to figure out, I'm unarmed, trying to figure out how can I get an advantage over him. So I'm checking the police car. He locked the door. So I'm like, if I run that way, I'm trying to outsmart him. So he goes over in the bushes, zip down his vest, pulls out a half a key of cocaine and throws it in the bushes. He flips back up his jacket. He chased me around the car another good time. I said, now you chase me one more time. I said, we're just going to go in. It's going down. You're not going to go home. You're going to die tonight. I'm telling him this. And he tells me, he was like, well, you're going to be in jail for a long time. So he goes over to the bushes. He get the cocaine, and he said, oh, this is what you were looking for. Now, I tell you, Allah has always been with me. My guardian's wife, auntie, her name is Bess Simpson. She's a police, Atlanta police. She pulls up just when it's going down, and she says, what's going on? He said, I got me one. He said, I got me one. She replied, this is family. You ain't got nothing. He said, oh, I got one. She said, I'll tell you again, you ain't got nothing. And remind you, she ain't been on the force for 4 months. 4 months. She said, after she said it ain't going down, you know, he said, go on to the house. So I'm just mean mugging this European police. I really wanted to fight him. I wanted to hurt him. So I said, auntie, y'all doing this to people? She put her head down. She said, not me. You know, I want to serve the law for the law. That's why I became a police. I always wanted to become one. I said, yeah. I said, but y'all actually doing this stuff? She was like, since I've been on the department, it's so corrupted. It made her feel so bad. She served for a couple of more months. And she left that department. She went to the country to practice law. She said the government is so corrupted, so corrupted. And I'm one that Allah spared, but it's so many of my friends that didn't spare. They're still in prison to these days for false accusations and false crimes. And when they utilize us for their system and apprehend us for their system, you know, it's a big effect. Imam Jamil Al-Amin is sitting in prison right now with no evidence on him. He's just sitting there. And yet, all of the percentage of Muslims that's in Atlanta, Georgia right now have no say-so over the government at all. Not one. Not one of us. We're pretty popular people. We got status. Even in political positions. Even in law positions. Even as lawyers. But none of that matters. To them, he's just an African-American that wanted good for his people and put his life on the line for his community. And we have no say so. So that's something to think about. So we have no say so, we have no control of our money, of our tax dollars. That's not even the government practicing their own constitution. It's like they're breaking their own laws in our face, and we can't do nothing about it. That's not America. And it's not what America stands for. That's just something to think about.
Alhamdulillah. I just want to say that I read that same article you was talking about, and they took him to, they did the same thing with my son. They took him to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court said, I don't care if you do have evidence that you didn't do it or you should be on death row. He said, you're going to stay there anyway. The only way Satan get his power is the power we give him. There, he's just a man just like us. We have to stand up. That's the problem right there. We have to, that's the only way Satan get his power, and that's the mercies from Allah, is the power that we give him. Alhamdulillah.
And your son served. He served.
That's
he
right.
He served, and he wasn't with the corruption inside of the military. And he stood up. So he's a hero. He's a hero for morality, the moral ethnic code of honor. He's a hero. He's a hero to the people. And they have backlashed his name, and he needs to be free, and he needs to come home. And they need to make amends, and they need to rectify their affairs.
All right. Alhamdulillah. And Allah has showed me. If you pray to Allah, and you ask Allah what to do, Allah will tell you what to do. Is the idea that will you do it? And on no soul does Allah place a burden greater than you could bear. Alhamdulillah.
Allahu Akbar.
Alhamdulillah. Yeah. But I want to say is one thing else is that what they're doing now is that they're attacking our senior citizens. And why they're attacking the senior citizens? Because the senior citizens is the one that gives you wisdom. Just like I'm giving you wisdom, that is what they're doing. So they have to be careful about the drugs that they take. I read some drugs that one of my brothers got, and they had, and I said, dang. They gave me a new drug and it's good. And then another brother I know did too, you know, because we have, you know, out here in the South, we have a lot of cousins, you know, and stuff like that. And he said the same thing. I looked up and read the chemicals on that. It will mess up every organ in your body. That's what they're giving to the senior citizens now. That's what they're giving to them because they're the one that carries the wisdom. And that's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to give our children wisdom so they won't make the same mistake that we have made.
Amen.
Alhamdulillah.
Okay. We had a good discussion. We had a lot of good discussions tonight. And it's time to wind it up now. End of another Blog Talk Radio show. Measure of concern, psychological effect for children. Okay. Brother Akbar, you want to...
Close it out. Yes,
close it out with this. You know what? You just
like a little too needy. Close it out. When they say, come right in, bitch me loud like a man, though I came over, Lord, it's the most excellent call of the prayer that we offer. Please just accept our prayers. Please guide us, protect us, and please bless our brothers and sisters who are sick and disabled, who have been put in a bad situation. Please protect them and guide them out of that situation. Please remove all the wicked and the ungodly so we can enjoy this earth. May Allah protect us. Thank you, Allah, for blessing us to be Muslim. Amen.
I shall
lay
them, everybody. But don't forget to start recognizing again the COVID virus and get your mask and everything out. Assalamu alaikum. Thank you for coming and participating.